is a few halachas having to do with the Seudis on Shabbos. So let's start from one, which is, I'll tell you guys the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, anybody who's Mekayim Shalosh Seudis, Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbos, so he gets all these tremendous brachas, like he saved from Chevli Mashiach, and he gets Nachla B'li Mitzarim, tremendous things. So it sounds like kind of weird, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Why is it not?
Because it's not.
Why? What's hard about it?
Nobody has a Tidin Seudah Shlishi.
Oh, there you go. So I wanted to tie it up. But past this, you would learn that it probably has to do with your kavana when you're eating. Right? Because it says a lesson of Oz Tis'anag Al Hashem. But I wanted to suggest that maybe it has to do with Shalshavis, Seudah Shlishi, as you call it, the third meal. Usually, most of us, when we get to the third meal, Shalshavis, we're just not interested.
Shalshavis in the winter is one of the.
Right, in the winter in particular. What did you say?
It's one of the three things that require a serious nefesh in the.
Right. So what does it say over here?
Getting out of
even though they did just a kazayah.
Oh, wait. But listen to this halacha. Listen to the way the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. In Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, it says, Yehei Zohir Me'oid L'Kayim Seudah Shlishis. You should be very careful to fulfill Seudah Shlishis. V'afim U'Saveh Ayocho L'Kayim Moiseh B'Kabeitza. If you're full, it's okay. You can eat a kabeitza. Like you said, not a kazayah, it's a kabeitza. V'im Yashu L'Klal Lecho. If you really can't eat, you don't have to cause yourself to suffer. Achacham will keep his eyes in his head. There's a lesson of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph. What? Yeah, it means that you'll look to the future. That was a hard one to figure out, right? And he will make sure to leave room in the morning Suda, for Shalosh Seudis, for Suda Shlishis. Now, how does the Mishnah Berurah bring this? How does he explain it? That you're not obligated. Says the Mishnah Berurah that has Suda la'oyneg nitzna, b'loy mitzar. The whole, oh, the Mishnah Berurah brings all these Gemaras, by the way, that I just told you about. It's on the Chelet Shal Mashiach, and it's Gagamogai. Fine. The whole mitzvah of having Seudis on Shabbos is a mitzvah of oinig. So, could you technically be mekayim it if you're not really enjoying what you're doing and you feel like you're forcing yourself? So obviously there's levels to this. You know, if a person is so full that he's forcing himself to do it, he feels like it's a tzar to eat. So that l'chayra is not a kiyum mitzvah at all. It's not only that you're not chayv to do it, you didn't get the mitzvah. Then he could say, okay, what if maybe he does enjoy it a little bit, does enjoy it a little bit. But this is the difficulty, I think, of...
You said that not only he's not chayv to do it?
He's not chayv to mitzvah. Meaning, when it says
he's
not
chayv to do it.
No.
He's not chayv to do it.
No, you're putter. It's the law. You should know, by the way. This is important to know. If you're full, forget all the Gemaras about how big of a mitzvah it is for a moment. Halakha ma'isa. A person gets the Shalosh Seudis time and he's stuffed. He has no cheshik whatsoever. To eat right now, he's pashit, he has to force himself to do it. So then he's not chayv. That's the law of the Shulchan Aruch. V'im e'efshel le'klal lechol enay chayv le'tzar esatzman. You don't have to be mitzar yourself, says Mishnah Berurah, because the whole mitzvah is to have oinig. If it's not an oinig, then you're not doing anything. You're not doing a mitzvah by stuffing yourself more when you're already stuffed. You know, a person comes to Shalosh, whoa, it's time for Shalosh, it's already, I'm stuffed. I'm still stuffed from the challenge from lunch that I didn't finish eating until 3.
No, sometimes it's not from the challenge. Sometimes it's you're hungry at 2, 3, and you haven't eaten nash.
Okay.
So,
good. Right? Awesome. The point is that it's not easy. Now here I'm gonna show you guys something interesting. Here I'm gonna show you guys something interesting, and I doubt most of you know, maybe if you one time learned it, but for most people they learn over Shabbos and it does not stick. Okay? Where is this? It's the Mechaber. So first of all, let's read Siv Beis. Zvana, what's the time for Shalosh Seudis? Once it's time to daven mincha, that's already time for Shalosh Seudis. Okay? Mincha gedayla, once you daven mincha gedayla, you can do Shalosh Seudis. If you do it before that, you're not mekayim. Says the Mechaber, I'm going to skip the Rambam for now. It's all about drinking water. It's not the Gemara for now. Sif Gimel. Im nimshecha seudas habayker ad shegiyas vanamincha. If it happens once in a while, like who's ever heard of such a thing, that your lunch meal, what we call lunch, and that's actually part of our problem, and I'll get to that in a minute. If your morning Shabbos seuda goes so long that it's already the time of mincha gedayla, when does that happen?
Because it's Yom
Tov. That never happens, right?
What?
I'm joking. I'm saying it facetiously. Like by us, who's ever heard of the seuda of the morning? Right. A lot of people like start at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock. I mean, it depends what time of year it is. Winter, summer.
2 o'clock.
But says the Mechaber, if the seuda of the biker continues schlepped out until it's already the time for mincha gedayla, yafsik haseuda, stop right away. V'yivarech birchas hamazon, bench. V'yitol yada v'yivarech birchas hamazon v'yisoy. Stop before you ask questions. Let me get the words out. V'yitol yada. Wash again. Bench. Say hamaiti. And have your next meal. So what did we just say? What did the Mechaber just prescribe for us? You want to tell me? You can't tell me.
He should try to do two meals.
If your seuda slept until mincha gedayla time, says the Mechaber, stop, bench, wash your hands, say amaitzi, and finish eating. Why? I have to brachas in a tzricha. You stop making brachas for no reason. Says the Mechaber, v'nochay nadavr. This is the right thing to do. Shem loy yo isakin. If you don't do this. If your morning seuda on Shabbos went so long till mincha gedayla, then by the time you get the shalosh shuddos later, it's going to be an achilah gasa and forgetting. You're not mekayem any mitzvah. Says the Rama, "Aval misha yodea she'efshar lechol achas shital mincha yimatzibur legasa." So the solution is kadem mincha miyum asal yasa. Says the Rama, if you yourself know that you've got a good hearty appetite, you will be able to do an after yidav mincha. So don't do it before mincha. Wait. How many of you knew this halacha before a minute ago? Some of you saw it. This for some reason it's like nimchak. It's like, just people learn on the Shabbos. Even those that learn on the Shabbos, it just kind of gets erased. Who does this? Who keeps this halacha? And you look at the clock, oh, it's mincha gedayla time. Well, I'm not going to have room to shabbos for this. So I'm a halacha to eat. Stop, bench, wash, say I'm waiting. That way you're kind of shabbos for this.
Most people have shabbos for this.
What?
Most people just wash again later shabbos for this.
Right, and they're stuffed. And they really don't want to be eating later. And they're being mitzayr. I don't know, most people, many people, are being mitzayr atzmo. They're just pushing up tzayr. So what does Mishnah Berurah say? As long as I mention that, I have to mention Mishnah Berurah.
Beginning, you don't want to wash, and then once you wash, and then all the bills come out. You start to
get into it.
Everybody says the pool stops. And you're in bed, and you're woken up for Shabbos.
Okay, I'm not saying that. So that Yishlodim, that I'm really mistopic about, because what happens afterwards? What happens afterwards is that after you daven Maariv, you're in bad shape. After you daven Maariv, so Shabbos, you're in bad shape. So you're right. Once you start yourself up, you can get yourself into it. It's true. It is true. And I think that, strictly speaking, I'm a sufferer. I don't know. If you have to force yourself to get to that point, but once you're in that point, you're enjoying it, then you really get a mitzvah, maybe half of a mitzvah. I don't know how much of a mitzvah it is. I don't know. What?
3/4 of a mitzvah.
It's for sure an achilah gasa, that's for sure. So sure, achilah gasa. There's no question it's achilah gasa. It's definitely keneged shulchan aruch. There's no question. You're stuffing yourself. Let me give you some background.
Maybe the first bite is.
Let me give you some background. There's one gemara which is nashma that if a person eats an achilah gasa, it's not called an achilah at all. There's another gemara which is nashma that it's called an achilah, just it's not really a proper achilah. So Taisus explains that there's two levels of achilah gasa. There's a level where you are like up to here, you're up to your neck, so to speak, and you feel like the next bite you're gonna vomit, right? You get no hana whatsoever. That's like the spitz level of achilah gasa. If a person would eat like that in Yom Kippur, he's putter. Then there's another level of achilah gasa, says Taisus, where you're full, you don't want any more, you're stuffing yourself, but you are getting hana while you're eating. That's the type of achilah gasa, I believe, that the Mechaber is referring to over here. I don't think
that bad. It's not like you're like, I don't think
I'm what? You're right, levels the levels each. There's no question that there's different levels. But in any event, I'll call upon him. It for sure is some level of achilo gaso. So let me tell you two things, okay? Thing number one, okay, is that the Mishabura says, the first item is that the Mishabura says that if you're going to do this business about stopping your suda in the middle and then washing and saying hamaitzi again, so you do have to make a hefsik. Go for a little walk.
Right.
Go for a little walk in between. Because otherwise you really get into a serious shayla of brach shen etzricha. Okay? Like he mentioned.
Or daven min.
Yeah, okay, if it's mincha gedolah, you can go daven mincha gedolah. Yeah, in achinami. Now, then the Mishabura brings down, which is why probably this is almost certainly the reason why most people don't know about this halacha. Mishabura brings down because of Rabbi Yosef, the lo yidroish berabim lasis came lahafsik sudasim. Don't publicize this halacha that you should cut your meal in half and then make your one meal into two meals. You're right, I did. Yeah, but the Mechaber left it out. The Mechaber did put it in here. Okay, so anybody who has a Shulchan Aruch here is going to be dashing this Barabim. But let's, the main point that I want to make. Wait, he says, if it's before Chatzais, you're not allowed to do this business. You're not allowed to do this business of eating, of turning one meal into two. Only if it's after Chatzais, by the time you get to Mincha Gedolah. So that's when you're allowed to make one meal into two. Since most people really don't know the difference between before Chatzais and after Chatzais, so it's not Kedai to Darshan is Barabim. What happened? He stopped? So it's not Kedai to Darshan is Barabim. But the point is, Chevra, that's not the Iker point. I don't know how many of us are really going to want to do this business of stopping the meal in the middle. Right? First of all, when you say don't darshan it barabim, generally speaking, what that means is that when you're barabim, it's like, you know, a rav and a shul. So there's all types of people there. There's b'nei tayra, there's shtak balabatim, there's amaratzin, there's people that are even less than amaratzin, you know. But when you're giving a shir to b'nei tayra, I don't know if that's what the Beis Yosef meant when he's talking about lo yidroish barabim, okay? For sure, someone who himself learns this halacha, this is what he's supposed to do. If he happens to be holding, unless he knows that he's one of these guys, like the Ramah says, that has a hearty appetite, and will have no problem having shalashudis, you know, with a gesunta appetite later, and with a zest, and he'll be into it, so fine. But if you know that you're the type of guy that usually by the time you get to shalashudis, it's like, oh, I'm still stuffed, so then, don't eat any rabbits. I'm glad you're paying attention.
I knew it.
So I'll call upon him. The main point is.